We had a young couple. I got a whiff of what was going on. I went to them, and these were just visitors. They weren't really members. But they were going to go see, I think it was his parents, doesn't matter, first time since the wedding. And they had done a very stupid thing in Detroit. They'd packed the car the night before. You already know what's going to happen. So they were robbed. And some of these things were wedding presents and the like. And I walked up to him and I said, talk to me, talk to both of them. I said, how much is your deductible for your insurance? They told me. I said, how much until you're free and clear? They told me. I said, we're going to get you that money. And they said, no, we're not even members here. And I said, that's not the problem. Problem is that you're hurting and we want to help. And so we don't have much. You see people throwing in change and ones and such. The skateboarders were doing everything they could to come up with something legal to put in. It's brilliant. Although we could have sold... No, that would have been wrong. Anyway, we didn't tell the people how much we needed because the man was embarrassed. But we got within $5 of the amount he had named. The next Sunday, I'm preaching. When about, 10 minutes into my sermon, she stands up and starts screaming, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, waving her hands. Everybody freezes. Because the 30 or so percent of us that are original, we're Church of Christ people. And the Holy Spirit retired a long time ago. He dropped a big leather-bound book with a note in it, said, good luck, and that's it. Moved to Florida, the home of the newlywed and nearly dead. And that's where he's staying. Check the time, yeah. Time says, time to look for another career. Okay, got that. I waited for a little while, and she kept going. People started looking around at me. I just smiled. Went, okay. Walked down to her. She was sitting near the back. Just kind of held on to her. She's swaying back and forth, you know. Still screaming, tears coming down her eyes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Finally, other people started gathering around. We just kept going. Eventually, and it only was probably 8 or 9 minutes, but it seemed like an hour. Right? Eventually, she wore herself out and she collapsed. And so we laid her out in the pew, and she's just talking, you know, just kind of babbling and such, and we pray, and we sing a few songs as we're around her and the like. And our worship leader leaned over and he goes, now, do you want to finish your sermon? I said, evidently God didn't think much of it. Evidently God, after about 10 minutes, went, oh, poke that woman with a stick. We have a song, perhaps you sing it, that has a line, you changed my mourning into dancing. Well, a lot of our people are new. They didn't know we don't mean what we sing. They started dancing. Now, I don't dance because I'm British. And we don't have a lot of coordination or the like. And every time I've tried, it's ended poorly. You know, people are holding me down with a spoon in my mouth. And it's... But not a one of us criticized the people. Because Jesus let church be interrupted by kids. By beggars. By a situation, the very thing we spend 95% of our time, money, and energy on seemed to be about the least important thing to Jesus. But the people in there were important to Jesus.